You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, and I'm JR. I'm happy that you're here. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Shout outs to you wherever you might be listening. You could be in the bed right now. You could be driving in your car. You could be at work. You could be at a restaurant. You could be in an Uber. You could be in a truck, a van. You could be at the top of a building. You could be holding it down. If you're holding it down, you know what the hell I'm talking about. Shout outs to you. Man, you could be doing something you have no business doing. Trust me, I won't tell. I'm going to be here with you for the next 3 hours, regardless of what the hell you're doing. I get started, though, at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. I'm joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's joining you live from New York City. 1 hour of the show is over. If you missed it, hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. That's it. We're being broadcast to hundreds and hundreds of stations all over North America. Cities that I've never heard of, and then giant ones. Like, I don't know, San Diego and Dallas and Houston, here in Atlanta and Detroit, Boston, Portland, Toronto. What's up, Toronto? Man, people don't be going up. Let me not say that. Toronto is one of the biggest cities on this side of the planet. It's bigger than probably, I don't know, every city except for one or two here in America. It's beautiful. I love Toronto. Hey, Shep, let's move the show to Toronto. You coming?
That works for me.
Yeah, I don't give a damn about no cold. Cold, hot, I do whatever.
Alan and Adam coming along for the ride?
Who?
Alan and Adam.
Oh, Alan who lives there?
Yes.
Nah, he can still call up.
Got it.
And Adam. Adam. Maybe Adam, not Alan.
Copy that.
Isn't Alan on the road or something right now?
Well, he's still in Toronto, I believe. Obviously, when he gets to be winter, I think he goes south to Florida.
I thought he called up a couple of weeks ago and said he was swinging through here in Georgia.
Alan swings?
What do you mean? Swings as in, like, drives a car and swings through a town.
Oh, God. Okay, okay, gotcha.
What swing you thought I was talking about?
Well, I was about to say, Alan's living that double life then.
Whoa. I don't be having no type of conversations with the caller, Shep. I don't know.
That's respectable, JR.
I don't know what nobody does. He could be a swinger, but that's none of my business. Anyway, speaking of swinging, it's something the Yankees can't do successfully. They only had two hits tonight, and they lost to Washington 2-1. The Yankees are now on a 9-game losing streak. We talked about it last hour. They haven't had a losing streak like this since 1982. The Yankees are currently garbage. They're garbage, okay? Sorry about that. We talked about it in the first hour. We have so much more to get into as the show continues on. Hey, we have a quarterback who some people have considered to be garbage. He's now the starting quarterback for the Tampa Bay Bucks. We'll talk about him momentarily. Jonathan Taylor showed up to work, even though he wants to be traded. He didn't practice, though. Wander Franco. He might be a garbage human being, and the Tampa Bay Rays are letting everybody know about it. Hey, the White Sox are also garbage. Kansas City Royals might have a new stadium. The White Sox, not just garbage, they may be moving to another city, which I think would be ridiculous. Lonzo Ball saying Stephen A. Smith needs to shut up. What else is new? Every day somebody's telling this guy to shut up. And Aaron Rodgers, he's getting ready for a preseason game. He's actually gonna play. So we're gonna talk about it all. And then how about this? Mike Trout is back to playing baseball. I feel like I've seen a ghost. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We have some callers who've been waiting patiently. I'm gonna get them on the line. And then we have to talk about what the Buccaneers have done at the quarterback position. And does it really matter what they do with no Tom Brady? But we'll talk about it. Let's go to Green Bay, 855-212-4CBS. We got Sean. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Sean?
Hey, thanks for having me on. Yeah, I just wanted to kind of respond to what the caller was saying about earlier about you being too critical about the Yankees because of what the Mets are doing. And the thing about it is the Mets actually did something that I thought was one of the better moves in sports, in that not only did they make the decision that they were out of contention, that they were going to sell at the deadline, they, if you saw the letter that Cohen sent out to like all the season ticket holders, explaining the rationale behind their moves and investing in the future and basically saying, we know that we were out of it this season and we decided to shift focus to the future. You know, you compare that to teams like the Angels or the Yankees who didn't, you know, make moves at the deadline, or in the case of the Angels, buying at the deadline. And
the Angels did, and they're still below 500, man. I mean, they did.
The Mets are actually going to come out better than the Yankees and the Angels because they, you know, cut their losses.
Yeah, I don't know about that. For the Angels, probably yes, because the Angels historically are crap. They have an owner who just a year ago was getting ready to sell the team. Now, what the Yankees do with the Mets, they'll probably both be competitive when it all evens out. So I'm not gonna go that far, man. I'm not gonna go that far. Come on now. No, nothing.
Oh yeah. So I mean,
it's okay if you don't got nothing to say. I mean, I'm not forcing you. I'm the one who got to talk.
Sure. No. Yeah, I mean, the Yankees are always going to have the money to spend, and they're always going to, you know, be contenders, even if they play in a really tough division. But I just think that, you know, I was honestly impressed by what the Mets did.
Yeah, well, their previous owners, the Wilpons, were a bunch of cheapskates. So, congratulations, the Mets got Steve Cohen, and unfortunately, the fans don't even appreciate that. Well, some of them. Look, here's the thing, and thank you, Sean, for calling from Green Bay. I ain't got no shame in saying it. I have none, because I am one. I'm here in Georgia. I'm a New Yorker, too. New York fans are spoiled brats. Come on now. They are. They always complaining. And sometimes they have their right to complain. Like the Knicks, historically, they got every reason to complain. The Jets, they have every reason to complain. The Yankees, yeah, you can put pressure on them, but you don't got reason to complain. And Met fans, you got reason to complain with prior ownership. You don't have reason to complain with Steve Cohen. I mean, you got idiots running around saying that Steve Cohen of the New York Mets basically flim-flammed the fans. From the day he bought the team, they needed to rebuild the farm system. And he spent almost $50 million on two aging Hall of Fame pitchers to put a Band-Aid on things and still try to be competitive for a World Series, and they won 100 games last year, and you got fans complaining that he said it's not time to compete. The perspective, sometimes it's like a goldfish. I got no problem saying this. There's a lot of times, and I'm not New York fans, but a lot of New York fans, it's like a goldfish. It's like you forgot what you just looked at. My goldfish is stupid. I used to have one. Goldfish took a crap, and the next thing you know, he ate it again before I could clean the tank. Stupid, you idiot. You ate it already, and you turned it into crap, and now you think it's food. You're stupid. You can't remember one thing from the other. Remember something. You're a human. Yeah, you like that analogy. 855-212-4CBS. There's some guy named JR, who's not me, calling from Maryland. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, JR?
Whatever do you mean, JR? Yes, I am from D.C., the DMV area. And you got a great show. This is my first time calling you.
Thanks.
And I'm going
to give
you a kudo.
You got a cool voice. I can listen to you all night. Keep talking.
Yeah, that's the only way you play it, C-double-O-L. They'll never just see you sweat then. And I want to tell you now, you got a great show. You're very informative. You got good style and class like me from the D.C. area. Wow. But let me tell you something. You make everybody inclusive. I have a daughter. One is a twin and another daughter. But these ladies, when I was out the other night. They listened to you, but I said, y'all don't be so shy. Call the man. Let them be inclusive. But I want to commend you on that.
Oh, thank you.
You know, like my daughter and my niece and all of them said, they listen to you. My daughter's a security supervisor at the airport.
Oh.
And while she's there, she said, her and so her friends be listening to you on the radio. I said, don't be shy, girl. Invite the ladies to be inclusive, sir. You doing a great job. And I'm a Raider fan, 1967 Vietnam veteran. And I tell you, you playing it cool, grown man.
Well, thank
God
you.
God bless you.
Well, don't hang up. No, don't hang up. Don't hang up.
I got eight children, six daughters, and a set of twin girls.
Well, God bless you.
15 grandbabies, Vietnam drafted, and hey.
Well, God bless
my Marine
you,
Corps.
And thank you.
I am blessed.
Yes, well, thank you for your service, okay? That's first. And congratulations to you on your beautiful
family. The heroes are the one that volunteered. I was drafted, sir.
Oh, well, it don't matter how you got there, but thank you.
You put your life on the line for your country. I appreciate anybody.
Yeah, but you came back and you're here. But listen up. Listen
yes, sir.
To me. What are you doing on Friday night?
I beg your pardon?
What are you doing on Friday night?
I'm cool at high, man, you know.
Okay, well, listen, I'm going to be at the National Harbor. I don't know how far out you are. But I'm going to be at the
Don't
National...
play me cheap now. I got 50 cents more than I'm going to spend, sir. I'm from North Carolina, Tobacco Road, but I came here to D.C. I've been here for 50 years. I just
Well,
retired.
Let me, can
I'm
I finish? Can I
on.
Finish what I'm saying?
Well, get on with it.
I'm trying to invite you somewhere, but you're talking. On Friday night...
I'm hard charged Marine, man, you know.
Yeah, well, I come from a military family, not me, though. I'm not going.
I mean, say, hey, you know.
Well, look, here, hold on.
To learn how to be civilized.
Yeah, hold on. On Friday, I'm going to be at National Harbor. I have a day. I have a night, okay? We're honoring Special Olympic athletes at the Universal Circus,
sir.
Okay?
Yes,
so if you buy a ticket on Friday night, you come see me. We doing a whole night, okay? We're showing love to my podcast, Agents of Inclusion. And you talk about being inclusive. We're all about inclusivity on this Friday night. So if you want to come through to National Harbor, Universal Circus, we got a tent. The show's at 7 o'clock, okay?
The show's at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, okay.
But I got to pay to come see you. I'm going to make you famous. You can't make me famous like that.
I thought I
was senior citizen, V8 discount. What else? I'm begging.
Am I supposed to give you a free ticket or the Special
I'm just
Olympic
saying,
athletes?
You know, just give me, how much is the ticket? And you said I might want to bring a couple of friends. Am I limited to just me?
Well, listen to me. I got a bunch of tickets. And they're going to the Special Olympic athletes. You can pay,
that's
okay?
Great. That's great.
Then you that's pay.
Great call.
If you want to come, you pay. They ain't paying. But I like you anyway, JR. Who's these people at the airport you say who listen to me?
I have a twin daughter that works there. She's a supervisor for the security and all.
Oh.
And her
how old is she? What's her age range?
She just turned 49. My oldest just turned 41. You know, I got
41, maybe. Okay.
Huh?
Which one? RGA, DCA, which one? Reagan?
No. Baltimore. BWI.
Oh, BWI. Reagan. Okay.
Marshall.
Yeah. Marshall Airport. I know. Off 295.
Yes,
no thanks.
Yes.
Okay.
And then an amazing story is her twin sister. By me being in the military and all, they looked for me for 26 years, sir, and they just found me 5 years ago, and we've been having a good time.
Make up for lost time. Well, listen, JR, I appreciate you calling me, and I hope to see you on Friday, okay, if you can make it out.
No, give me the ticket information.
Hit Universe Soul Circus. It's at National Harbor this Friday.
I live next door to the harbor. Sir.
Okay, it's at 7 p.m. You can't miss it. It's the big tent near the casino in the wheel, okay?
So just show up and buy your tickets at the door, what I'm saying.
Go online. Universe Soul Circus. That's Soul, S-O-U-L. If you Google it, you'll find it, okay?
Well, I got two hips, and I got to get to my ink pen here. I got my ink pen, so you see, I'm
Your ink pen? You use the internet? UNIVERSOUL. Universal Soul Circus. Okay.
Soul Circus?
Universal Circus. Ask your daughters.
That's all
they'll
I
help
need
you
to know.
Out.
I got that. I've been to college. I went to GIBF. Take care now. Bless you.
Okay. I don't know. They don't spell it the same way. I don't know.
No, I got a lot of grandchildren and all that. They take care of this. Okay.
Okay, this is all you need to tell them. Universal Circus Friday at 7 p.m. Let them figure out the rest, okay?
Yes, indeed. I'm going to delegate, you know. I'm the president in this family.
You're the boss. All right. Take care, brother. Have a good night.
I love your show, man.
I love you for listening. Thank you.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye. Thank you. I like him, though. Hey, Shep, I hope I see him on Friday. That'd be cool.
That would be very cool. I hope you both see each other.
Yeah, and by the way, that goes for every and anybody in D.C. If you are in the D.C. metropolitan area, I don't care if you're down in Baltimore or you want to come up to D.C. at the National Harbor, yes, it's a night to honor Special Olympic athletes and agents of inclusion. I'll be there at the circus. We're going to honor. I'm going to have some fun. We're going to shoot a podcast episode before the circus. So if you're in D.C., and you want to have a good Friday night, come out to the Universe Soul Circus, 7 p.m. at the National Harbor. You can't miss it. It's a tent. It's a circus. I think we all know what a circus tent looks like. And if you want to go find it, UniverseSoulCircus.com. See, Shep, I told you, people listen everywhere. He said he has daughters listening in the airport.
You sound surprised.
No, I'm not surprised. Okay, I know people listen everywhere. Right. I do. Especially people at the airport, they don't be doing nothing, man. They sit around and they want to open up my bag and they want to give people a tough time. Now they really going to give me a tough time.
don't step in it now, JR.
I had too late and too late. Everybody here at Hartsfield-Jackson is going to give me a difficult time now. But it's cool, though. TSA? Man, I've heard some stories about things that and not weapons, but people try to get some things through the metal detector. They try to get some things. One day I had a tripod with me. I tried to take it through the metal detector, and they were like, "What is this?" I said, "It's a tripod." They made me open up my bag. I'm going to see, it's a tripod. What'd you think this was? It's nuts. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. We were supposed to be talking about Baker Mayfield, but I'm telling you about the Universal Soul Circus and a tripod in my suitcase. Anyway, we're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, no more tripods. Baker Mayfield, new quarterback one for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I got you covered. Let's see how long this lasts and how long before people miss Tom Brady. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hello, JR. My first time calling you, and I find you to be an excellent guy to listen to, so good luck. I hope you never lose this slot because, really, you're so bright and intelligent, and you cover it all, and I'm very happy to listen to you.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Congratulations to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You have gone from Tom Brady to Baker Mayfield. They won 8 games with Tom Brady last year. Tom Brady, unfortunately, we all know the issues with his personal life, with the divorce. The man looked like he lost weight. Looked like he was just going through some things and just trying to get out the season. Only won the NFC South last year because the NFC South sucked. And now they got Baker Mayfield. They had Kyle Trask. They drafted him in 2021. Guess what he's been doing? Nothing. Sitting around collecting dust because you had Tom Brady. And so now Baker Mayfield and Kyle Trask, they reportedly battled it out and went back and forth on reps, and you start here and I start here, and the decision's been made. They're going to go with the number one overall pick out of the 2018 draft, and that's Baker Mayfield, as it should be. He's the guy who has experience. He's the man who helped take the Browns back to the playoffs for the first time in God knows how long. It's Baker Mayfield. And then the Browns, we know how they felt about Baker Mayfield the minute that Deshaun Watson was available. It's like, hey, we'd rather have him. Yeah, I don't care how many masseuses he did you-know-what or not with. We're going to go with him, Baker. Sorry, goodbye. Baker Mayfield having to apply his trade for the Carolina Panthers. Baker Mayfield was battling it out with Sam Darnold. Exciting, right? Baker Mayfield winning a game Monday Night Football for the Los Angeles Rams. Exciting for one night, right? How much more excitement does Baker Mayfield have for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? Look, the defense should keep the Buccaneers alive. I wouldn't be surprised if they had almost the same record as they had last year, give or take 8 wins. They're going to be good on defense. They should be all right. But, I mean, damn, the offense. Baker Mayfield, you might say, this is the, even though they're getting older, especially Mike Evans, you could still say this is the best wide receiver group that Baker's worked with. Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, another year removed from his ACL. Unfortunately, Russell Gage, he's out now. But Baker might be able to turn things around. Except for he's no Tom Brady. Hey, look, but who is? Todd Bowles. He talked about Baker Mayfield, and he said he earned the job.
You know, we go through mini camp, training camp, and OTAs, and we love everything Kyle has done, and he's gotten leaps and bounds better than he has in the spring, and he's continuing to get better, and we're excited about him. Baker's our guy right now, experience-wise and understanding the playbook just a little bit better. But Kyle's on the come, but we like both guys. We like where we're at. Baker's one, Kyle's two.
I've spoken to Todd Bowles myself, and I've never heard Todd Bowles raise his voice an octave higher than this. I want to know what Todd Bowles sounds like when he's yelling at his guys. I mean, damn, when he talks to the media, could you imagine Todd Bowles and Bill Belichick in one room together? Just having not a private conversation, but let's just say they had a joint press conference. Oh, my God. It would be Todd Bowles, Bill Belichick, and a dude from the Clear Eyes commercial all in one room at the same time. Man, that'd be infuriating. Baker Mayfield, he's the guy who won the starting job. You heard how excited Todd Bowles was. Baker Mayfield, he's excited too.
The ultimate goal is always to be playing. So yeah, it's one of those things that when you look at, you know, the big picture, it's one of those things you have to check off the box. So yeah, but now's the time to really ramp it up and go from here and start winning ball games that count.
NFC South is going to be interesting. The Buccaneers, I'm pegging them to finish at around the same mark they were last year, maybe a little worse. 8-9, I can't see them winning more than 8 or 9 games again. The Falcons, I think the Falcons will be better. They bring in all these veterans. They improve the defense. They hope they have something with Ritter. Arthur Smith is going to be able to run the football even more. Bijan Robinson, Cordarrelle Patterson, a lot of people don't give him the attention and love that he deserves. He's a Swiss Army knife. Falcons, they should be better than 7 wins. The Panthers? I'm sorry, man. What the Panthers going to do? This entire season is let's expose Bryce Young to the NFL. And then you got the Saints. They'll win more than 7. And so between the Buccaneers, the Saints, and the Falcons, they're just going to be beating the hell out of each other. I think it'll come down to the Falcons and the Saints. And then the Buccaneers might sneak in there. And the Panthers will be somewhere at the bottom, barring injury. NFC South. Hey, Buccaneers went to the playoffs for one reason last year. It ain't because of Tom Brady. It's because of the division. It stunk last season. It's just the facts. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Baker Mayfield, is this a new lease at life? Could work out for him. CJ's here from Tampa. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR, I think Baker's going to play very nicely for us. I like the new offensive coordinator, and the defense looks really good.
Well, the defense has been good for years, and so I think that's what's going to keep them afloat regardless of what happens. So, and it's still a division. There isn't a clear cut. We're just going to run away with it. Everybody has something to prove, and so they should still be competitive. I'm going to put them in that same spot, 8-9 wins, man.
I would say, yeah, 9 should do it. If they get 10, they're in for sure, right?
Oh, well, damn. You listen, if Baker
10,
Mayfield...
I know, I'm dreaming, right?
No, look, if Baker Mayfield goes 10-7 with the Bucs,
yep,
then Baker Mayfield has found himself a starting job for the next several years. He might be in that Geno Smith category, you know, but you run away from the Browns and now you're on a legitimate team, and maybe you have some success.
I wish the best for him.
All right. Well, thank you, CJ, for calling from Tampa. No doubt. And Baker Mayfield's had his ups and downs, man. It's even tough. That one game, I think it was the Rams versus the Raiders, and was out there with Carolina. He threw 6 touchdowns and 6 interceptions. He went from battling it out with Sam Darnold, who's probably going to be the third string in with the 49ers, him and Trey Lance, but 2A and 2B. Think about this. And I know it's a while ago, but Baker Mayfield was selected number 1 overall. All the attention out of Oklahoma, Browns didn't even want him. And now he's the guy who can succeed Tom Brady? Good luck to him. I mean, if I were him, I'd be looking at Geno Smith going, look, if Geno Smith can do it, I can too. Congratulations, Baker Mayfield, trying to extend his life as a starting quarterback in the NFL. And by the way, if this doesn't work out for Baker Mayfield, probably going to be it, man. Not it for a career. The quarterbacks will have passed him by. He's going to be entering into backup world for the future. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Baker Mayfield, the new starting quarterback for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And we're going to take a break. And on the other side, I want to tell you about someone. I don't know if he's done, if he's finished. I know he got fined $100,000. I'll tell you who it is on the other side of the break. It's a drop in the bucket for him, yapping his mouth off. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Best sports show in the country, my friend, JR. Always a pleasure to talk to you, brother.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. This playing in the background is Drake, his trophies. Ironically, you just heard the news from Pete McCarthy. We'll talk about it in another 20 minutes. At the top of the hour, we're going to get into this. Reggie Bush is planning to sue the NCAA for defamation for maliciously attacking his character. You might remember this. In the annals of college football and USC, Reggie Bush doesn't exist. His records and stats don't exist. A championship doesn't exist. His Heisman, it's not his. It doesn't exist. Impermissible benefits that he says was never true. And so now his lawyers are saying that he's going to have a press conference tomorrow, and Reggie Bush is getting ready to file a lawsuit and try to lay his own hammer down against the NCAA. And so we'll talk about this at the top of the hour. This has been almost, oh my God, going on now, getting close to pulling up a 20-year ordeal. Damn, time flies. Sheesh. Shep, how the hell did we get here? I don't know, but here we are. Anyway.
Seems like yesterday Baker Mayfield was on his third team.
Good luck to Baker Mayfield. We're going to talk about Reggie Bush at the top of the hour. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Before the break, we talked about Baker Mayfield, who's been named the starting quarterback for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Obviously succeeding Tom Brady, not the easiest thing to do. But even with Tom Brady last year, the Buccaneers were only able to manage an 8-9 record. And it was all over the place for Tom Brady last season. It's probably best for him to now be gone, hanging out in Africa, going on safari, taking his kids to school, and let Baker Mayfield have a job. Good for him. I think the defense is still going to be damn good, and you still have some offensive weapons to work with there. So if Baker Mayfield can't make this work out with this team, Baker Mayfield is going to be a backup. 855-212-4CBS. Fred is calling from Louisiana. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Fred.
Yeah, hey, JR.
How are you?
The Saints going to win the division, man. Atlanta ain't got nothing on the Saints. Derek Carr's above-average quarterback. We were beating them with just average quarterbacks. And Baker Mayfield's going to give you two good games in the beginning of the season so you can talk about them. And two good games at the end of the season, so he guarantees his job for next year. That's the only four good games you get out of Baker Mayfield. That's it, brother.
None of this has anything to do with the fact that I'm assuming you're a Saints fan.
Yeah, but I'm born and raised in Cleveland, but I ain't never had nothing to cheer about in Cleveland.
Okay, well, forget Cleveland. Your affinity for the Saints and saying that the Falcons have nothing on them, that has absolutely nothing to do with your fandom.
Yeah, because, you know, I've been down here for 20 years in New Orleans, so I converted myself to a Saints fan.
Okay, so you're partial.
I call you often. I'm the Uber and Lyft driver. I always call you when I got a passenger in the car. You always let me through.
I do that. I can't let anybody through. I can only pick you. I can't let you through anything.
Well, I love you so, JR. I always listen to you, man, while I'm driving.
Well, thank you. You don't have a passenger right now?
Yeah, I got a passenger with me right now from New
Orleans.
That guy
said, yeah, in the back. Where the hell y'all going?
Going out to get a couple drinks.
Wait. You got a passenger in your car and y'all are going to go get some drinks?
Yeah, I'm going to park with him and we're going to go have some drinks down on Bourbon.
Oh my goodness! Wait a minute! How does this work? You get a passenger, and you're gonna take the passenger out?
Yeah, it's my last passenger for the night.
Is that against like rules or something?
No rules down here, baby. New Orleans is open.
Oh, listen, I know. You don't have to convince me, Fred. You just be safe, okay?
All right, brother. Yeah, good night.
And what's the guy in the back's name?
EJ,
what's up, man? How are you?
Diehard Saints fan.
What?
Diehard Saints fan. We winning that division this year, man.
Okay. I'll see y'all at the dome, okay?
All right, brother.
All right. Much love to everybody tuned in on WWL. I have never heard that in my life. He's like, oh, yeah, I'm a Uber Lyft driver. I'm going, where you going? To get some drinks? What? Is that what you want your Uber and Lyft driver to do? To take you to the bar? Listen, I know New Orleans very well. I'm not shocked. I'm not surprised. But, damn, I would love to figure out more how that Shep, I want to know more how that story progressed. How the hell does that work? You request an Uber. You're saying, hey, take me to the bar. And the driver goes, you're my last ride of the night. I'm going to go with you. That makes sense, right? A little bit?
Yeah, maybe instead of paying like through, you know, like an app on Uber, the payment really is in the form of buying the driver a beer.
Well, I mean, Uber going to take your money anyway. I guess for the tip.
Right.
It's like, hey, I'm not going to give you cash. Just come in and have a drink with me. I'm jealous, Shep. Well, I'm jealous now.
Definitely warrants a 5-star review, JR.
You got to get 5 stars if the driver, maybe they exchange. You take the first round, I get the second. Maybe it works that way.
The best part about an Uber driver, you know, and obviously you're not going to have more than two at this point, is you know you can rely on a safe and sound driver. So worst case scenario, you got to designate a driver if you want to go back home.
What? After the Uber driver drinks?
Well, again, in moderation, he's not going to go over the legal limit. And so it's brilliant, actually.
Wait, is there an app for that? There has to be, right? Where you
but yeah, it's called Uber.
No, I'm saying where you pick up an app and you go, hey, I want to go get a drink with somebody. Does that exist? It's Tinder,
well,
right?
Tinder's more let's get a drink and do something with those drinks, and it involves leaving that, you know, leaving that space where you get the drinks and then doing God knows what.
Okay. I need the notice for real. Hey, listen, we got people all over North America. I got a simple question. It's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Have you ever had a drink with the Uber driver? More importantly, is there an app where you can just find a friend and have a drink? Does that exist? I've never heard of that. The guy's like, hey, I'm Uber driver. And listen to me, my bad English. He's like, I got a passenger. And we're about to go get drinks together. You know what? I'm sure they were talking about the Saints. He has the radio on in the car. They're listening to me talk about the NFC South. And the next thing you know, he's like, yeah, I'm going to hit on Bourbon Street. And he's like, yeah, I'll park and I'll hit him with you. It sounds more realistic and reasonable than you would think. It's just a wild world that we live in. Speaking of a wild world, let me tell you about this. I had mentioned it briefly. James Harden has been fined $100,000. What is this $100,000 to James Harden? The answer is absolutely nothing, because it's James Harden. This guy has made hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars throughout the course of his career. But the NBA has slapped him with a $100,000 fine for his public trade demand. And this is what the NBA considered to be that public trade demand when he was in China early last week. And he said Daryl Morey is a liar and that he'll never play for him. Listen to this.
Daryl Morey is a liar, and I will never be a part of an organization that he's a part of. Let me say that again. Daryl Morey is a liar, and I will never be a part of an organization that he's a part of.
Yeah, Daryl Morey is a liar or never play for an organization. Man, when you're under contract, you're not supposed to say things like that. When you're under contract, and this is why Damian Lillard basically got warned, you can't run around saying that I'm not going to perform services, I'm going to be unhappy. That's manipulation. People do it all the time. The NBA said he was fined $100,000 for his public comments indicating that he would not perform the services called for under his player contract unless traded to another team. And the NBA did an investigation and they found out that he was upset that he opted into his contract and felt that he was not immediately traded. He was offended. Poor James Harden. He's alluded to the fact that he receives so much love when he's in China that at some point he might want to play there. And I've said this multiple times now. Bruh, James Harden, if you're not happy with the Sixers, if you're not happy, an NBA team doesn't want you, or it doesn't appear to be that the case that a team wants you for the price that you would command, then play in China. I know he has an affinity for strip clubs. I don't, do they have, I'm sure they got, well, of course they got strip clubs everywhere. I don't know if they got, no, they don't have the same type of strip clubs in China. Just don't come back, man. I don't know if you'll like it the same, but don't come back. 855-212-4CBS. James is here from Tucson. What's up, James?
What up, JR?
How are you? Go ahead, quick.
My nephew is an Uber driver in Phoenix, and man, that stuff happens to him all the time. All the time. And he's only been doing it for a year or two. Meets girls that way. I mean, that's the way it goes. Meets people, and they want to go out to drink. So
they want to go out to eat? They want to go drink with the Uber driver?
Absolutely, yeah.
I can understand it. You said he picks up girls that way?
Well, girls pick him up, actually.
Oh, that's not – well, I mean, that's not a shock. You get in an Uber, and he starts putting on the sauce. The next thing you know, they're having a drink, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I mean, but – to each his own. I didn't think that he would, my guy in New Orleans, Fred, but hey, people like to drink, right?
Yeah, especially in New Orleans.
Yeah, well, I can't, they're probably having a grenade right now. Hey, James, thank you for calling from Tucson.
All right, man, take care.
Hey, listen, people like to drink. Do what you want, people, just do it safe. Do anything you're doing, do it safe. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to talk about Reggie Bush getting ready to sue the NCAA on the other side of the break. Don't move.